On September 24th, I got a phone call from a neighbor down the block that she had a funny-looking bird. She thought it looked like a tiny quail in her yard. I charged right over, and sure enough, a female Bob White was walking around her lawn, eating grass seeds and being pretty calm around us. The Minnesota Breeding Bird Atlas shows only 3 tiny blocks where northern Bob White are probably or definitely breeding, all in the extreme southeastern part of the state near the Mississippi River and Wisconsin border. Between genuinely wild birds and constant releases of pen-raised birds, Bob White were abundant enough that hunters harvested 13,000 in 1927. Ring-necked pheasants were introduced to Minnesota in 1905, and hunting seasons on pheasants first opened in 1924. As that species reached its peak population during the 40s and 50s, the mass of hunters lost interest in the tinier, less hardy quail, and the DNR stopped augmenting their population in 1952. Quail hunting ended in Minnesota in 1958. An organization called Minnesota Quail Forever works hard to keep track of them and raise awareness of this lovely species' plight. According to their website, it's estimated that no more than 1,000 Bob Whites live in Minnesota today, all in Houston, Fillmore, and Winona counties. I saw northern Bob White quite a few times in 1975 during my first year of birding when I took a field ornithology class at the Kellogg Biological Station near Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I've seen them on and off since then, but in the places where I used to see them most, in some refuges and parks in Florida, they're few and far between now. I took one of Kim Eckert's Minnesota Birding Week trips to Texas for my conservation big year, and we did see a couple of good-sized groups. Throughout the United States, Bob Whites are doing poorly. They're one of the most rapidly declining but formerly common species, showing precipitous declines throughout their range. If Bob Whites are in so much trouble, what the heck was one doing on Peabody Street so very far from where they ever lived? Bob Whites are raised in captivity as food for zoo animals and captive raptors and for training retrievers and in field trials. The Duluth Retriever Club had a big Labor Day weekend field trial on Lester River Road, not too far from my neighborhood. I think the poor little thing broke free, but now unless someone takes her in, she's pretty much doomed. A few years ago, Bob White's apparently staged their version of the Great Escape from one of these events, and suddenly they were being found in lots of Duluth neighborhoods. This female is the only one I've heard of this year. I watched her wandering through the well-manicured lawn for 20 minutes or so, and I took photo after photo. The light wasn't great, but she was close enough to give me not just a lot of cool shots, but the best photos of female Bob White I've ever taken. Unfortunately, she wasn't close enough to actually catch her. These plucky little birds appeal to something deep within me, so I'm filled with joy whether I'm seeing wild ones on their natural range or a single intrepid escape artist hundreds of miles north of where any Bob White should be. It's hard for me to reconcile Bob White being a game species, but anyone who lives right under Hawk Ridge has to be a little understanding about predation of all kinds. I'll keep my fingers crossed that this little girl finds a helping hand somewhere. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.